A member I talked to this week.
我的一位会友这个礼拜讲过话.
She shared with me that her boss made a big mistake.
她说她的老板做错了一个事.
Unfortunately, the boss blamed it all on her, although she had nothing to do with it.
但是呢，她的老板却 怪到了他的身上，虽然他根本就跟这个事情没有关系的。
She was totally crushed and upset.
她非常的受委屈，而且很难过。
Does that happen to you?
那这事情有没有类似的事情发生在你身上呢？
Work can be very stressful.
工作很多时候是很有压力的。
But yet God wants us to work in a particular way that will honor Him.
但是呢，神要我们用一个能够荣耀他的方式来工作。
As we've been studying through the book of Colossians,
那我们一起的来学习哥罗西书的时候呢,
we have seen how our behavior ought to complement what we believe.
我们也看到说我们的 行为包括我们的工作也要跟我们的信仰是符合的。
Unfortunately, the Colossians were being influenced by the world in a wrong way.
当我们看到哥罗西人呢，被他们所处的外在的世界有不好的影响。
And their behavior didn't reflect what they really believe inside.
他们外在的表现呢，跟他们
What was happening, the Colossians were exalting their mind instead of their heart.
那么最根本的是哥罗西人呢，他们把他们的思想弄得很高，过于了，高过他们的心灵。
They focus so much on what they know instead of what they do.
他们过重的 注意那些他们所知道的头脑的知识，而取代了他们应该所做的一些事。
They also put tremendous amount of stress on the outward conformity instead of the inward transformation.
他们过多的注重他们外在的表现，而忽略了他们内在生命的更新。
They want others to look at how good they look on the outside instead of looking inside to see how good they are from the within.
他们过分的想要别人看他们外在的表现是非常的多么的好，但是他们忘记了他们内在的表现。
In Colossians chapter 3, we've learned how we ought to be Christ-like in our marriage as well as in our family.
在第三章的地方呢，保罗告诉我们，我们在我们的婚姻跟我们的家庭里面，应当如何的有基督的样式。
And we discussed that last week.
我们上个礼拜也讨论过。
And we want to proceed as we go further in the latter part of chapter 3, how we can be a Christ-like worker as well as employer in the workplace.
那么今天呢，我们看 第三章的后半部分，我们看我们如何将我们的有基督的样式也带进我们的职业和工作的场合。
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 22.
如果你有圣经，请打开哥罗西书的三章22节的地方。
It starts off by talking about the slaves.
这样说。
Slaves back in those days were not just servants that were doing small jobs in the home.
这里所说的奴隶或者是仆人呢，在那个时候呢，并不是就是仆人而已。
Slaves were owned by masters. They were like properties.
这个奴隶呢，是被这个主人所拥有的，好像他的财物一样。
One could be a slave by being born into a slave parent.
如果这个奴隶的父母生了小孩呢，这个小孩也是奴隶。
And one could be a slave if they are in tremendous financial debt and they sell themselves as a slave to pay the debt.
那有的人呢，因为经济的缘故呢，他把自己卖给了主人。
Or they could be a slave by military conquest.
有些人成为奴隶是因为军事上的这样子被侵占和占领。
And many times slaves are being treated like dirt, and maybe even worse than dirt.
所以很多时候呢，这些奴隶呢受到了非常低下的处置，就像比那个粪土还要，有时候还要低下。
And the masters don't even see them as people. Sometimes maybe they see them as animal or things.
所以很多时候，这个主人看他们，把他们看作好像不是人，而是动物或者是物件一样。
And we've seen a number of slaves becoming Christians.
但是呢，我们看到有很多的奴隶呢，成为了基督徒信主的。
And the question is, how are they to be Christ-like slave or employees?
那所以对于这些奴隶来说，他们是怎样成为有基督样式的奴隶或者是雇工的呢？
And being set free from the bondage of sin, how are they to act differently in their everyday life?
那他们已经从这个罪的捆绑中被得到自由了，那他们平时的生活怎样的有改变呢？
How did you view their masters?
他们怎样子来看待他们的主人呢？
And some of the masters have become Christians. How they ought to be Christ-like masters?
那么同时呢，有一些这个奴隶的主人呢，也成为了基督徒，那他们又是怎样来彰显他们的这个基督的样式呢？
How they to view their slaves, or how they to treat them as Christ-like masters?
那么做主人的这些基督徒要怎样子来对待这些奴隶呢？怎样子来彰显出基督的样式呢？
And that's what we want to talk about this morning.
那么今天早晨呢，我想就讨论这个事情。
I'd like you to take a look in verses 22 and 23.
那么我们继续看22跟23节。
And here it talks about two commandments that's given to the slaves, or in our context, employees.
那么有两个的这个劝导是给这个当时的奴隶的，也是给我们今天的这个雇员的。
Let's look at verses 22 and 23.
22节说，你们做仆人的要凡事听从世上的主人，做事不要只做给人看，像那些讨人欢心的一样，却要以真诚的心敬畏主。无论你们做什么，都要从心里去做，像是为主做的，不是为人做的。
The first commandment, they are to obey.
所以第一个劝勉呢，他们要顺服。
This obeying their masters stresses constant daily obedience. It needs to be consistent.
所以这个听从这个字呢，就强调了说他每一天都要不断的来听从他们的主人。
They are to obey in all things, not only the things that they like to do or as well as those things that they do not like to do.
所以这个听从呢，又是指是说是凡事听从，意思说所有的事，不是说他喜欢的事听从，连那些不喜欢做的事也要听从。
And it doesn't matter if their master is a Christian or not a Christian, or whether the master is kind or not kind, they are to obey.
他们要凡事听从，不论他的主人是基督徒还是不是基督徒，或者他的主人是良善的还是不良善。
Of course, it's a general command. Yes, we ought to obey our employers.
所以这个普遍的来说，就是我们要听从我们的上司。
Of course, there might be some things that sometimes our employees do unethical things or immoral things that we need to uphold to the word of God.
当然，有时候当我们的上司如果做一些不道德的不合神的话语的事情的时候，我们要持守我们道德的纯正。
And we see in verse 23 that the second commandment was to work for the Lord.
那么第二个劝勉呢，就是我们要为主而做。
The word, the imperative do, gives us the understanding of being a faithful toil and laborer.
所以这个为主而做指的是我们要真诚的来付出我们的劳动。
The command of obeying as well as working for the Lord goes hand in hand.
所以这个凡事顺服跟真诚的做呢，是放在一起讲的。
How are we as slaves or in our context employees, how are we to work?
所以那么我们作为雇员的话，我们应该怎样子的来工作呢？
We are to work not to please man's heart.
首先呢，我们工作是不要去讨人的喜欢来工作。
I guess we see this in the first part of verse 22.
所以是在22节的前半部分。
At various times, we tend to do those things and willing to be obedient if there are various personal benefits for ourselves.
很多时候我们愿意真诚的来工作呢，是看到说我们会有个人得到一些利益。
If it leads to a promotion, well, I'm going to do it. But if it doesn't, we slack off a little bit.
有时候呢，我们知道，如果这件事情能够带给我这个晋升或者是升级的话，我就愿意做。
Or we are going to be very diligent when the boss is around, but when he's not around, well, we just not put our very best feet forward.
有时候我们努力工作是在这个我们的上司就在我们身边看着我们的时候。但是他如果不再看我们的时候，我们可能就不会去真诚的工作。
You see, instead of outward conformity, God is really looking for inner transformation.
你看，我们的神是看我们的内在的用心，而不是看我们外在的一些表现。
Actually, we all of us need heart surgery.
所以我们每一个人都需要这个心脏的手术。
God needs to change our hearts so that we might be able to work for the Lord.
这样的话我们才可以从心里面来为主来做。
Instead of seeking to please men, we are to please God.
我们不要好像是要讨人的欢心来做，我们要来讨神的欢心来做。
Well, the second way how we are to work, we are to work with singleness of heart.
那么第二点呢，我们要用一个单一的心来工作。
Now, the singleness of heart talks about our attitude.
所以这个是讲到了我们工作的这个态度。
We as workers are to be totally devoted, totally loyal to our master, employers.
我们作为一个雇员要全心的 很忠诚的对待我们的上司。
It is not enough for us to do the right thing, but we need to have a proper motive in why we're doing what we're doing.
我们不仅要做那些对的事，我们要有一个正确的做事的态度。
See, when we do something grudgingly, most likely we get bad results.
因为很多时候当我们很不情愿的在做事的话，我们的工作的效果也不会好。
And we must be very, very careful to guard ourselves of entitlement.
我们很多时候要避免一个好像一种的一个头衔的一种的心态。
And sometimes we're in a certain working situation, we think we're entitled to a whole bunch of things that we should deserve to get.
很多时候我们工作的时候，我们觉得是我们应该得到怎样怎样子的对待。
And particularly, sometimes we feel if we work for a Christian boss, we're entitled special privileges from them. We're brothers.
很多时候，当我们的老板或者上司是基督徒的时候，我们更觉得我们应该理当应该受到一些特殊的对待，因为我们在主里面都是弟兄姐妹。
That's not the case. We are to work for the Lord, whether they're Christian or not. We need to give our very best so that we can honor God.
但是不论他们是不是基督徒，我们都要从心里面做给主看。
We might be able to fool our boss or those that are around us with bad attitude, but God knows our heart.
我们可能有时候可以蒙混我们的上司，但是神是知道我们的内心的。
We are to work for the Lord. Let's not be hypocritical. May our action and our attitude coincide together.
所以我们要从心里面做给我们的神看，而不是里外不合一。
Matter of fact, we need to really take a bigger picture. Take a look a bigger picture about work.
其实我们对待我们的工作也要有一个大一点的图画。
You see, life is not all about me. Life is really all about God.
就是我们的生命也不是关乎我们自己，是它的中心应该是在神的
See, God says He has created all things by Him and for Him.
神说他是万物都是他所造的, 也是为他而造的。
If we're really going to enjoy life to its very fullest, it's a very important concept that we must uphold.
所以我们要是真正的来, 过好我们这一生的话, 我们就要看到这个神为中心的生命。
You see, we're not here to get self-glorification. If we're going to pursue that, we're going to miss out on life. We're going to live a miserable life.
如果我们觉得我们的生命是为了荣耀我们自己的话, 我们就, 枉过了我们这一生了。
We're here to honor God, and the sooner we really learn that, we will be able to enjoy life that God has set forth for us.
我们的生命是为了荣耀我们的神, 如果我们知道这个中心的话, 神会很好地来使用我们。
We serve our master, our employers, in reverence to the Lord.
我们是存着敬畏神的心来这个服侍我们的上司。
We need to value our employers because we value God.
因为我们 敬畏敬重我们的神, 所以我们也要敬重我们的上司。
Earlier in chapter 3, we are reminded that we are to set our minds on things above and not on things on earth.
那么在第三章的前面呢, 经文说我们要, 求思念天上的事。
So when we work, it's really offer God too.
所以我们的工作呢, 也要
In all that we do, how can we honor God? And as we pursue to do that, that's when we are able to enjoy the fullness of our life.
所以我们要真正的活出一个神所喜悦的生命的话, 我们要, 我们的工作也是要, 是为了主而工作的。
When Pastor Doug submitted his resignation,
当, 我们英文的牧师刘成达, 他这个辞职的事情,
yeah, basically all of his responsibility all of a sudden got on to my shoulder.
那他的很多的工作呢, 就落在了我的这个肩上。
I had a couple of choices as to what I ought to do.
我有几个的选择。
I could easily complain and gripe about it.
我可以这个发牢骚抱怨。
Or do I see it as an opportunity? For me to grow.
或者呢, 我把这个看作一个我可以成长的一个机会。
And sometime at work, you probably get certain surprises that you might not anticipate.
有时候可能在你的工作的, 这个地方, 你也会遇到类似的挑战。
And I ask the Lord, I says, well, what do I need to do so that I could honor you better?
所以我就问神说, 我要怎么样做才能够荣耀你呢?
I need to be more efficient with my time. I need your help.
我觉得我应该在使用我的时间上更加的有效率。 神求你帮助我。
I need to figure out what I really should do and only I should do, and many other things maybe I should not do, and I need to delegate it to someone else.
我要分清楚啊, 有些事情我必须是我来好好做的, 那么其他一些事情我可以让别人来做。
And how am I going to build a bigger team so that they would come along my side so that we could be more effective in serving the Lord?
那我应该, 组建更多的团队, 来帮助我做得更好。
And through this process, I really believe that God is going to make me a better pastor.
那我相信透过这样一个过程呢, 神会将我变成一个, 更好的牧师。
We are not to work so that we could please men's heart.
我们不是要, 讨人的, 欢心来做。
We are to work to please God with singleness of heart.
我们要, 存单一的心来讨神的喜悦来做。
We also ought to work with all of our hearts.
我们呢, 同时呢, 我们要, 全心全意的来做。
We see this in verse 23.
所以第23节就说我们要, 全心的来做。 无论你们做什么都要从心里去做，像是为主做的，不是为人做的。
When it says work with all your heart, it gives us the really true literal meaning. It means to work out of your soul, your inner being.
这句话是说我们要从心里面去做，意思说从我们的内心的深处去做。
And when we work, we are not to work in a cold or mechanical way, but we should work enthusiastically.
所以这样子的工作呢，不是一个冷冰冰的机械性的，而是要有一种的热情跟尾声在里面的。
We need to work to please God and not to avoid punishment.
我们这样做，全心的来做，是为了讨神的喜悦，而不是出于我们要躲避刑罚。
Basically, we are to work for the Lord. We must see the bigger picture.
所以我们要真的是为了神而做，要看到那个大的图画。
You might say, you know, Pastor Fred, yeah, it's easily said and done to do all that you just mentioned.
你会说，哎呀，这个牧师啊，这个说起来容易啊，做起来是很难的。
And that is true. That is true.
是做起来是很难。
In order for us to really work with single-mindedness, with all of our hearts, we need to be connected with God. And that's our theme for this year.
是的，如果我们真的要从心里面全心的单一的来为神的喜悦来做的话，我们真的是需要跟神连接在一起，这就是我们今年的主题。
We need God to work in our lives, in our hearts. As I said earlier, heart surgery, so that we would see things from His perspective and learn to trust Him.
所以我们需要神来改变我们的内心，这样子的话，我们能够从他的角度跟眼光来做。
And as we are connected with him, then we are able to do those things that he's commanded us to do.
当我们跟神更紧密的连接在一起的时候，我们能够做他所喜悦的事。
The Apostle Paul in the next couple of verses explain two reasons why we ought to obey and work for the Lord.
那么下面的两节经文呢，保罗是在解释说，为什么我们要这样子全心的来为主而工作呢？
The first thing is that work will be rewarded by Christ.
那么第一个原因呢，就是我们的工作是会得到基督的奖赏。
Let's look at verse 24.
24节这样说，因为你们知道你们一定会从主那里得到基业为赏赐，你们应当服侍主基督。
The faithful service will yield divine reward.
我们真诚的工作是会带来神的赏赐的。
Now that reward might take place here, it might not necessarily take place here, it might take place on the other side of life.
那么神给我们的赏赐可能是现在或者今生，也可能是我们的来生永生的里面。
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says that we're going to be judged. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
那么在哥林多后书的五章第十节也说我们每个人众人都必须在基督的审判台前显露出来，使个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受到报应。
We will all stand before God and we will be judged for all that we have done here on earth.
我们每个人都要站在神的面前将我们在这个地上所做的一切这个显露出来。
And since work takes up at least a third of all of our hours during the weekdays, that is a big chunk of our life. We will be judged for it.
因为呢，我们每天每一个礼拜工作的时间呢，相当于我们整个的时间的三分之一呢，我们一定要对神要 忠心。
When we work for the Lord, God assures us we will be rewarded.
如果我们啊对神忠诚的工作呢，神会奖赏我们。
My son is going to be graduating in a few weeks from college.
我的儿子再有几个礼拜就从大学毕业了。
And I thank God that he has a job.
那神也供应他一个工作。
My son drives an old jalopy, a 1996 Camry.
那么我的儿子开一个96年的这个 Camry 车。
He has almost 200,000 miles on it.
他车已经有这个20万迈的这个里程数了。
I just figure after he gets a job and gets some money, probably one of the first thing he'll do is buy a new car.
我以为呢，现在他又毕业了，又有工作了。那他肯定第一件事就是去买个新车。
But one day I was very surprised. He asked me, he says, Dad, how is your car doing?
有一天他突然很令我惊奇，他说，哎，爸爸，你的那个车子现在怎么样了？
I was a little puzzled because I own a 11-year-old car myself.
我觉得很奇怪，因为我是98年的一个车而已。
I thought maybe he's suggesting, you know, Dad, you have an old jalopy, why don't you get a new car and you might, you know, give me yours.
我还以为说，他意思说啊，你的车这么旧，你就去买一个新车，然后你把这个你的旧车就给我用算了。
But to my surprise,
但是令我惊奇的是，
he told me, he says, Dad,
他说，
I'd like to buy your car.
我想买你的车，旧车。
I was just so happy that he learned a few things about being thrifty.
我很高兴，因为他学到了这个节俭。
And be willing to be content.
而且学到了知足。
I wanted to reward him for being so good.
我真的想这个奖励他，因为他学到了这么好。
So I offer to give him.My car because he did not ask for me to sell. I mean, he didn't ask me to give him my car. I offered to give him my car.
所以作为奖励呢，我就自动的把我的车给了他。
When God is honored by us at the workplace, he wants to reward us.
所以同样的，当我们在职场的地方荣耀神的名的时候呢，神会奖赏我们。
God knows some of us are in very difficult working environment.
神知道我们当中的有些人在比较困难的职场上面工作。
And as we seek to be faithful in working for the Lord, He will honor us.
但是如果我们真的是很实在的、诚实的为主工作的话，神会奖赏我们。
As we look at verse 25, it gives us another reason, more negatively, as to why we are to obey and work for the Lord.
那么下面的第25节地方呢，神又给我们第二个原因，为什么我们要诚心的来为主来工作。他说，但那些不义的人必按他所行的不义受报应，主并不偏待人。
God says our work will be judged.
就是说神说我们的工作是会受到神的检验的。
Poor service will be judged.
不好的工作是会神会处罚的。
Paul says here to do wrong is to do something that is short of God's righteous standard.
如果做不好的工作的话，是做那些与神的公义的标准不符合的工作。
That might just be not doing our very best when we have the opportunity.
这可能意味着就是当我们应该付出我们的全力工作的时候，我们没有付出，也是。
It might mean just putting in the minimum effort.
也可能我们只是放入了我们最少的那个力气。
It might mean having a poor attitude or motive.
也可能是我们的这个工作的态度不好。
It might mean just trying to impress our boss when he's around, and when he's not, we do something else.
也可能就是上司在场的时候做得很卖力，但是他如果不在场的时候就没有好好的工作。
God's going to hold all of us accountable to Him.
你看神是会让我们每个人向他交账的。
The Lord, He judges all of us without any favoritism.
所以神裁判我们的时候呢，不偏待每一个人。
God will treat all of us the same.
神看我们每一个人，用同样的标准。
No matter if we are employees or employers.
不管我们是雇主还是雇员。
And we will get what we deserve.
我们都会得到我们当得的。
So Paul spends some extended time talking about the slaves and their role in the workplace. He then turns his focus upon the master or the employers.
刚才的几段经文呢，都是在讲如何这个雇员能够活出或者是工作的场合里面能够活出一个基督的样式。那下面呢，保罗就在讲这个雇主怎样的活出一个基督的样式。
We just looked at how we can be Christ-centered employees. Now we're going to look at how we can be Christ-centered masters.
我们看到我们如何的要成为一个以基督为中心的一个雇员。那么现在我们看到这个雇主怎样有基督的样式。
Some of us here are the employers or managers or supervisor. We're talking to you.
如果在座的有些你们也是公司的老板或者是总经理，那么下面是对你所讲的。Let's
take a look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 1.
那么哥罗西书第4章第1节这样说：你们做主人的要公平的对待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
It says here that the Christ-like master or manager, supervisor, or employer, we ought to provide or treat our employee in a right and fair manner.
所以作为雇主呢，上司呢，或者监督呢，我们对待我们的下级要公平。
When we as managers or supervisors, we have authority over those that are under us.
因为你是上司、雇主和监督，你就是有权利管你的雇员。
And may we not abuse the authority that God has given to us.
所以你们不要滥用神给你们的权利。
May we not mistreat those that God has given to us. Instead, we ought to treat them right. We ought to treat them fairly.
你们不要错待那些神交在你们手中的雇员，反而你们要公平的、正确的对待他们。
Give the employee what they deserve.
你们要公平的将他们应得的给他们。
If they work hard, affirm them, lift them up, give them a raise.
他们这个辛勤的工作的话，你就要表扬他们、嘉奖他们、提升他们。
May we learn to listen to them, see things from their perspective.
你们也要学习聆听他们的需要，从他们的角度来体会他们的这个需要。
May we learn to value them, for when we value them, they will value us.
我们要把他们看为你所宝贵的，那么他们也会看你为他们所敬重的。
We as managers or supervisors also need to confront when they do that which is not right.
那么当他们做错事的时候呢，作为上司的也要正确的来面对来对待他们。
For that is the right thing to do, correct those that are under authority.
你要改正他们，这是正确的事。
We are also not only to do what is right, but also to do what is fair. This word fair means to be equal.
那么你们不但要做那对的事， 也要做那些公平的事。
We need to be careful not to show any favoritism over one employee over another, particularly when they're doing the same job and performing the same.
就是说，你们不要 偏待一些雇员啊，或者是胜过另外一些雇员。
Now we need to understand that there are times at our workplace where we are mistreated.
那么有时候呢，有一些的雇员会被错待。
When we say obey and work for the Lord, that doesn't mean that we're to be doormats and do whatever the master or the manager tells us to do.
那么雇员被错待呢，不是说我们为主而做工的话，我们就随便的任人来对怎样子的来对待我们都行。
And when we're mistreated, we could appeal our case to higher superiors.
我们是可以向更高的层次去上诉的。
One of our members was doing a very good job.
有一个我的会友，他是做事很尽心的，做得很好。
And his boss was threatened by what he was doing.
但是呢，因为他做得太好了，他的上司呢就觉得受到了威胁。
So that manager falsely accused him of doing various wrongdoings.
甚至呢，这位上司呢就错误的来控告他，说他做错了很多事。
This brother tried to uphold his responsibility and do the best things that he can, but he continued to get false accusations.
虽然这位弟兄继续的做那些他应该这个责任里面的事情，但是他继续不断的受到错误的一个批评。
And he did appeal to higher superior concerned about what's happening.
所以呢，他就上诉到更高一层的主管那里。
Unfortunately, they didn't do anything about it.
但是呢，那个高层的主管并没有做任何的调整。
He went through a lot of sleepless nights pleading with God to have justice.
所以很多的夜晚他没有办法睡着，所以他就向神来倾诉他的苦衷。
And the Lord to answer his prayer, where another department offered him another job, and he was able to transfer to a different department.
那后来神回答了他的祷告，就从另外一个部门呢。给了他一个工作，他就转到另外的一个部门去了。
What the situation? It worked out really well.
那这个例子呢是比较好的一个结果。
But there might be times where it doesn't work out like this.
但是有些情况下不一定有这么样一个好的一个结果。
When we receive continual mistreatment, what can we do when we go through the proper channels?
那么我们遇到这样的情况该怎么样子的来面对呢？
We do have some choices.
我们有一些选择的。
If we choose to stay, we need to obey our manager. We need to work for the Lord.
如果我们留下来的话，我们就要全心全意的来工作，好好的工作。
And there might be certain lessons, certain characters, certain things that God wants to teach us through this process.
也许这样子一个事情发生，神也可以透过这些的危机来教导我们一些的人生的功课。
And maybe we have done all that we can, and still there's mistreatment.
也许我们做了我们应当做的，仍然受到不公正的待遇。
We still have another choice, and that is we could leave and really ask God to give us an employer or a manager that would do what is right and fair to him or her.
那我们最后还有一个选择，就是我们可以离开，并且祈求神给我们一个比较公平的上司。
We see in the latter part of verse 1 that we are all accountable, and particularly the master or the manager, supervisor, employer. We are all accountable to God.
那么最后第一节的后半部分让我们知道，不管我们是雇员还好也好，还是雇主也好，我们在天上都有一位主。
When we are mistreated, it's our natural inclination to try to get back at the person that offended us.
当我们这个受不公平待遇的时候，我们很容易有一个倾向，就是去自己去
We might want to slack off in our work, or we want to somehow embarrass our boss.
我们有时候会, 故意的懒散, 不做工, 或者是找一些方法来,
But as we read earlier in verse 25, that we are not to do the judging, but instead allow God to be the judge.
但是我们上面的一些经文也说, 我们要知道, 我们不要做那最后的这个审判, 而是要留给神来做最后的审判。
God being a just and righteous God, He will hold all of us accountable, and particularly our masters, our boss or supervisor.
我们知道神是一位既公义又正又公正的一位神。 那么神呢，是会向那些上司或者是那些主管，向那些主管要向神来招账。God
will judge them for how they treat their employees.
神也会看他们是怎样对待他们的雇员。
Because all of us have a